What did you mean to say that loch is at the chomin? So Rashi achroises komar. Meis loch to rabbanon, now meachroises pligi. In other words, how do you hold in the machlekes to rabbanon and Rav Meir? True, you hold like the chomin, you're allowed to eat it right away. But on what the chomin say that? Do they say it even by chroises, and that's not like Rav Kana? Or do you also hold like Rav Kana that the chomin only argue on chardom, but on chroises it's also? Or Malay, Lamay Nafkimina, what's Nafkimina? Little Rav Kana, the Yom Rav Kana, Machloika Techa Chardel. In other words, yes, what's Nafkimina? I pass like a Chomim. So he said, Poshas, the Nafkimina, what does the Chom say? Like Rav Kana said, that the Chom said, Machloika Techa Chardel. That's where the Chom said it's Mutter. Only if the flower went into the Chardel. Alvo Techa Charoisis, but if the flower went into the Charoisis, Divri, how could you serve me yad? Even the Chom hold, you have to burn it right away. So, well, I want to know, what do you hold about this? On Malay, he answered back, Leishimili, I didn't hear this. Klay Malay Sviruli, I don't hold on Rav Kana. But he held that the Chom say the Shita even by Charoisis. Even by Charoisis, if you put the flour in there, also it's Yechel Miyad. You're allowed to eat it. A number of Ashi Kavosati Rav Kana Mestavra. But no, I have a right like Rav Kana, that by Charoisis, everybody holds its saucer. Midiyama Shmuel, since Shmuel had to say, Eid Alokha Kareb Yaisi, Alokha is not like Rav Yaisi. My love, that was Smusi Hudaloy Tsomis. The Rabbi Yosi before said, you're allowed to put the flour into vinegar. Mashma vinegar like burns up the flour, it doesn't come with the chimitz. So Shmuel said, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. My love, what does that mean? Smusi udleit somes doesn't burn up the flour, but what then does it do? It makes it become chomets very, very fast. Therefore, if you put the flour into vinegar, it makes it become chomets very, very fast. That's why the din is according to everybody. You saw it, you have to burn it. Because the charoisis has vinegar in it. So Rabbi Yosi's sheet before was vinegar burns up the chametz and it's mutter. But Shmuel said we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi. So not like Rabbi Yosi means it even becomes chametz. So Merloi, maybe no, you have no raya. Dilma tell you loy mitzmas chametz that the vinegar does not burn up the flour. You can't put the flour into vinegar. You have to be afraid it doesn't burn it up that it can't become chametz. Maybe it does not make it become chametz so fast. Maybe it only becomes chametz normally. So maybe if you wait, if you eat it up fast, you don't let it stay too long, maybe it will be mutter. So you won't have a clear riot to Rav Kana from here. But the Maisa, we're machmi avada, we don't need either of these things. We don't put, like I said before, we don't put our flour into any tavshal on Pesach. V'etein mevashton, the Mishnah says, what, the korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. Tana Rabbonin, the Pesach says you can't cook it by mayim and water. Ein liyela b'mayim, maybe it's only osim m'deraisa to cook the korban Pesach in water. Shar mashku minayin. How do you know you can't cook the corn pesach and apple juice in tomato juice? Or ma'atzah kal v'chayim ha'atzah kal v'chayim. Or ma'amayim ma'adach pure water. Shein ma'fig and taimam doesn't take away the taste of the corn pesach at all. Asurin, still the Torah says, you can't cook it in water, but just roast it. Shar mashkim, other type of juices. Shema'fig and taimam, that takes away the taste of the meat a little bit. Tomato juice makes it taste a little bit like tomatoes. Is lekoshken avader it's also to cook the korban pesach in tomato juice and other juices. That's one svarim. Rebbe Yoimer b'mayim. No, he had another drosha. Torah says you can't cook it in water. Ein liyela b'mayim. Maybe the Torah only means you can't cook the korban pesach in water. Shar mashkim minayin. How do you know you're not allowed to cook the korban pesach in any other juices? Tam lerma, the pasuk says ubosha mavushal. You're not allowed to cook it a double loshon of bosha mavushal. Mikol makom mashm. Any type of cooking is also. My benai, what's an afkamina? How do we learn out you can't cook it in apple juices from stamas svara to kavuchayma from water or from this posik? And the more ikib benai yod sli kedem. Nafkamina is sli kedem means you put the korban pesach into an empty pot and you just let it cook the meat itself, that the juice of the meat comes out into the pot and the meat is cooked in its own juice. That's an afkamina. Sli kedem. What? Yeah. So what? If you learn out from the kavuchayma from water, this should be mutter. Because you don't have any other water there. You just have the juice of the meat itself you're cooking it in. So that should be mutter. But if you tell me now from the Rigud, Boshem Avushol, Mikol Mokim, any type of cooking is also. This is also called cooking. Even though you're only cooking without any other water, you're only cooking it with the juice itself of the meat, that's also called the cooking. And that should also be also. So that's enough, Kamino, how you learn out you can't use other waters. And we also, Tzli Keder is also. You can't put a Korban Pesach into a pot just to cook by itself. All right, we'll stop here. Yehonach Nemalef.
No, so again from the two dots again. Ein mevashlin. Lochris by the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach. Tana Rabon. The Pesach says b'mayim. You're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach in water. Ein liyela b'mayim. I only know you can't cook it in pure water. Shah mashtu minayin. How do I know you can't cook the Korban Pesach even in apple juice or in other juices? Umar ta kal v'choyma. Have a kal v'choyma. Umar mayin shein mafikin taimam. Asurim madach water. That doesn't change the taste of the Korban Pesach. You have the meat, you cook it in water, it doesn't change the taste. Still, the Torah says it's also shar mashkin, if you're going to cook the Korban Pesach, the meat there, in apple juice, shemafigin taimim, it zikha takes away the taste a little bit of the meat, lekol shchein, for sure it should be yosir. Satsatana kam is svara tzakal v'choyma. Rebbe yoyimin, no, he has a posik. The posik says b'mayim. So I would think, in the yellow mayim, maybe only water, there's a special lav not to cook the Korban Pesach in water. Shar mashkin minayin, how do I know you can't even cook it in other juices, in apple juice or other juices? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, uvashel mevushel. Says a double lashon. Says a double lashon, to say my time. Why does the Torah have to say a double lashon for? Come and teach us mikol makom. That any type of cooking is also to do. Not only with water, but any type. Yeah, the pasuk says, "Al toichlu mimenu no, you can't eat the Korban Pesach when it's not well done. Uvoshel mevushol b'moyim, and it should not be cooked in water. Ki'im tzliyesh, only roasted on the fire. That's the way you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach." So the pasuk says not to cook it in water. It doesn't just say uvoshel b'moyim, but it says uvoshel mevushol b'moyim. What does it say a double lashon for uvoshel mevushol? To teach us anything, any type of a liquid, you're not allowed to cook it in. So tomorrow, mikol makom may binayu. What's now chumida? What you're learning out from a kal v'chayma, or you have this pasuk from uvoshel mevushol? What's the difference? According to the both of them, you can't use other liquid to cook the Korban Pesach in. Now the Gemara, there is a nafkamina. Ike benayo tzli keder. So nafkamina, if you roast it in a pot, you put the Korban Pesach in a pot. Rashi tzli keder, shemavashan oisai b'kdera b'loy mayim. You don't add any water at all into the pot. You just put the Korban Pesach, the whole meat, into the pot. O v'loy shemashk, without any juice. Ela mayim haneflotim mishomnoi. But when you cook it on the pot, the fat drips to the bottom, and eventually it's going to be cooked up in its own fat. Leman diyalaf lo mikal v'chaymer hochashari. If you learn it out from mikal v'chaymer, here it's mutter. Because it's not cold water or the juice. It's just the fat of the meat itself, so that's mutter. Aber le Rebbe diyalaf mirbuya hainami boshem avushalhu. But the Rebbe, there's an extra posik. Ovoshel mavushal. Any type of cooking is osur. So even though you put it into an empty pot, but without the meat, when it gets on the fire, the juice, the fat, comes to the bottom of the pot, and that's considered like it's cooking in its own juice, that would be awesome according to Rebbe. So Taisa speaks out, Taisa says, Pirish Iker Banayas Tliked, the Nafkamina is Ilaikolov, the Nafkamina is, do you get Malkus or not? Avalakula Yalma Apostle, according to everybody, it's also to do it. Why? Because there's an essay that says, Ki'im Tzliyesh. The mitzvah's essay, how are you supposed to eat the Korban Pesach only if it's roasted? Kol zaman, it's not roasted, you're over in Isser Asay. So pshita, if you cook it in a pot, even though there's no water there, that's not called roasting. So according to everybody, there is an Isser Asay, you didn't do what you're supposed to, you didn't roast it. The nafkamina is though, is there malchus or not? That's the nafkamina. So then at the bottom, it says, yes, the kasha, then, vim toimar. Ve'echi yalav, shah mashke mikal v'choymar, v'eim asirim en adin. Usually the klal is, if you learn out something from a kal v'chaymar, you don't get malchus. Malchus is only, the Torah says, beferish alav, don't do it. But if you only know not to do it from a kal v'chaymar, usually the klal is, you don't get malchus in a kal v'chaymar. So here we're saying that according to Rebbe, that learns out from a kal v'chaymar, so you're going to get malchus. Ah, you don't get malchus from a kal v'chaymar. So there's the answer, poshet v'yesh loymar, t'hai kal v'chaymar einu elo megalo. It's only like explaining to us, what does the Torah mean by the lav? The Torah says you're not allowed to cook it. It says al toichlu, which means like a lashon lav. Don't eat the Korban Pesach, nor, we'll soon see what nor means, when it's halfway done. Uvoshel mevushel. The Torah says there's a lav, not to eat it cooked. So we're explaining now, what does the Torah mean not to eat it cooked? What is called cooked? So the Kroah, Ayri, after Shamashkin, the Kal V'chaymer is only explaining to us that when the Torah says don't cook it, what does cooking mean? It doesn't only mean what it says, v'amoyim in water, but rather basha mavushal means any type of a liquid, even sliked was also awesome. But the mind said there would be malchus because it's only giloy what the Torah means. Right. Predimara v'rabonin, hai bashel mavushal, mai abdilhu. What do they do with this extra loshin? Uvashel mavushal, what do they do with it? And the Gemara mi boyle likiratayne, they need it for this drosha. Bashlu, v'yachakach tzolu. What happens if you have the carbon pesach, the animal, and you cooked it first, and then you roasted it? What's going to be the locham? Oy tzolei, or else fakir. First you roasted the carbon pesach the way you're supposed to. V'yachakach vishlu. And then later, after you roasted it, you roasted it completely, now you put it in the pot and cooked it in water. Is the locham is chayiv? In both these cases, you're over malchus, because you did an aveiro, you cooked up the korban pesach. Now, that I understand. If first you cooked it in the pot, and then you roasted it, I understand you're over the lav. Because at the beginning, you were cooking it, you're not allowed to cook it. But the other case is a shmer. Solu, if first you roasted it, so the meat was done the way it was supposed to, you roasted it. And then you took this roasted meat and you cooked it, the chura, why you're over malchus, hotzli yeshu. This meat, lemaisa, was roasted. How did it get well done? How did it get edible? By roasting it. So chura, you did the mitzvah. What do I care if later you bishel, you cook it up, why does that change it? The chura, it's roasted meat. The habminer is now, if you cook up roasted meat, it's still called roasted meat. It's not called cooking. And the Gemara name, Amarav kanah mani Reb Yosihi. I tell you, this din goes according to Reb Yosi. The Tanya, we learned like this. Yoitzin berakik ha'ashruya. You're allowed to be yoitzin. Zadrashi, it means chayvas matzan pesach. Rabbi Yosi, he diyama bishul. Liyachar afriya bishulhu. Rabbi Yosi, shiter is, first you baked matzan. You have a baked, or even bread, you baked it. And then you take it and cook it. It's mevatol the shem lechem, because now it's called cooked. And if you cook up bread, that's not called lechem. That's Rabbi Yosi, shiter. Even though it was first baked, but now if you cook it up, the yikr is the cooking, the end, and you can't use it for matzah. Where do we see this? At the Mara of Yosi, the Tanya. Yoitzim berakik, you could be yoitzim matzah with a rakik with a matzah, hashruya. If it was shruya, it just means you're soaking it. Over mavushol, shileni muach. Or else you have the matzah that was baked first, and now you cooked it up. Albeit not nimuach, it didn't dissolve the garment, it's still a piece of matzah, you could be yoitzim. Diver Ramei, this is Ramei Ashita. So Ramei holds the way we're holding so far very good, that once you baked it, it's called matzah. Now that you take and you cook it up, so what? You're cooking up matzah, it's still called matzah, you still yaitzah the mitzvah. As long as it didn't get dissolved in the water, you yaitzah. Of a Rabbi Yosi says no. Rabbi Yosi Yemei yaitzim v'rekik ha'shruyam avulei b'mavushal. Rabbi Yosi says he only yaitzah with rekik with this matzah. That's hashruya, if it's only soaked a little bit. But once you go and cook it up in water right now, you're not yoitza with this matzah anymore. So you see, even though first you bake the matzah, but now that you put it in water and cooked it up, cooking it is mavato the shame afiyah. It's not called baked, it's called cooked. And if you cook up bread, there's no such thing, it's not called lechem, it's not called matzah. Even though it's not dissolved, still it loses its shame of baking. It loses its shame matzah. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's good. Rabbi Yosi holds that even though first you roasted the carbon pesach, true was called a tzli, but now when you take it and cook it up in water, it's called cooked. And since it's called cooked now, it loses its shame tzli. It's not called roasted meat anymore. Now it gets its new shame of cooked meat, and that's a lav haterah. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook up the carbon pesach.
According to Rabbi Yosi, could you take matzah, grind it up, and rebake it into matzah and biyotzer?
Yeah. You didn't do anything to it. Rashi Yoitzin Yedei Chayves Matzav Rekik Hashruya Betavshel Liachra Fiyos. After you baked it, V'yafal Pi Shemameses. Even though it gets a little soft, still Lechem Hu Kol Zaman Shukayim Shlani Mu. Kol Zaman's not dissolved Legamri. It's called Lechem Hu Adin. It was cooked. But Rabbi Yosi says no. Rabbi Yosi Yold Avu Leibim Avushol Delav Lechem Karinim Bo. Once you cook up bread or matzah, it's not called lechem anymore. V'yafal pisha kvar nefa betano, even though it was already baked in the oven. Why? Hoyo v'chozer v'bishloi, since you go now and cook it up, bitlo mitaris lechem. You mavato the shame lechem from it.
So good, so Korban Terev Yesu would be good here also. If you cook up the Korban Pesach, you're over a lav, because it's considered you cooked it, and that's a lav. Ula Ramar, Ula says no. Afilu Temer Rav Meir. This din that we just said, that if you first roast the Korban Pesach, and then you cook it up, you're over the lav, could even go according to Rav Meir. And even though Rav Meir says by matzah, once it's baked, if you cook it, it doesn't lose the shame baking, it's still called baked. Rav Shani Hocha, Diyom Akroa, Uvoshel Mavushel. Here there's an extra pasuk, Uvoshel Mavushel, Mashma Mikol Makom. Any type of cooking is over the lav. So even though once it's roasted according to Rav Meir, it's still called a roasted piece of meat, but now that you took this roasted meat and cooked it up, you're also over the lava Torah. Even though Bishul doesn't change it over, doesn't take away the shame flea, but Bishul is also a lava. Just cooking it makes it us, is over the lava. Mashen came by matzah, as long as it's still called a bait, it has a shame matzah. Even though you cooked it so what? According to Rav Meir, cooking doesn't take away the shame bake. It doesn't take away the shame flea. But here there's a new avera, a new lav, mikol makom. Any type of cooking is over the lav. Tana Rabban, yochol tzoleyo kol tzarka yechayiv. I would think maybe you would take the Korban Pesach and mamash roast it till it's real, in coals already. It's roasted too well. Rashi yochol tzoleyo kol tzarka yechayiv. Kach bishloy, Rashi learns, and after that you cooked it. Oh, then Rashi himself is crazy. That's one pshat. Rashi doesn't like this pshat. The better pshat is lishna achrinam yochol tzaleya kol tzorka. I would think if you roast it up completely, the yeshav yecharuchi, you made it mamish like a burnt piece of meat. Can a forish yechayiv? I would think maybe that's also an averon the lav tzliyeshu. The Torah says, how do you eat the Korban Pesach? Tiim tzliyesh. It has to be roasted. I would think, what's called roasted? A normal roasting. It has to be well done, but not burnt, and it's mamish like charcoal already. Ela kliyesh. Who? Yechai the lab kliyeshu. Ela kliyesh. This that you made into, you burnt it, it's not called roasted. It's called burnt in the fire. Visar of zer ikr. Here's the ikr pshat. That's the more saying. I would think maybe if you roast it on the fire, but you roast it so well that it gets real burnt, maybe that's no good. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Al toichlu mimenu no. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach when it's half done, even if you roast it. But if you take it off the fire when it's only half done, that's also an aveir. It's also allowed to eat it. Uvoshel mavushel b'moyim. You're not allowed to cook it in water. So we dashin no uvoshel mavushel amati l'cho. What's the aveir? What can't you do with the Korban Pesach? You can't only roast it halfway. No means only halfway done. It's not completely done. Or else you can't cook it in water. That's what's also. V'loy tzoleo kortzorkoi. But if you roast it on fire, and you made it well done, just even more than that, even burnt, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no aver in that. That's also called tliyesh. So the Mara Hechidomi, what's the case of choruch? Om ravashi deshav yecharucha. Your mamish make it nice and burnt. Like ravashi, charucha sarif. If this meat is not just well done, but you even burnt it. Burnt meat, you still yate to the Korban Pesach. The only aver is, you can't eat it when it's either cooked, or else if you're roasting it and only do half a job, don't roast it completely, that's an aver. Tana Rabbon, yochol ochol kezayis chai yechayif. I would think if you eat a kezayis of the raw meat of the Korban Pesach, you'll get malchus. Just eating it raw, as Baal Torah says, it has to be roasted, and raw is not called roasted. Maybe eating a kezayis of raw meat to get malchus. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says like this, Al toichlo mimenu no. What's the lav? You're not allowed to eat it when it's half well, half done. No means half done. Uvoshel mavushel, or it's cooked. These are the two things that you get malchus for. So it's a diik. No, if it's halfway done, or else uvoshel, or else if you cooked it, or matilachor. That's a lav, for that you get malchus if you eat it. V'loichai. But if you eat it raw, you don't get malchus feeding the Korban Pesach raw. Yochol ye mutter. I would think once there's no avera, there's no lav, maybe mamash is mutter to do it. It's not even nisar asay. You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach raw. Talmud Leim, the pasuk says, ki'im tzliyesh. The pasuk says, only tzliyesh, it has to be roasted. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat it roasted. Kozuman, it's not roasted, you're over an isar asay. If you eat the Korban Pesach raw, you did an avera, it's called an isar asay. But it's not called a lav. You'll only get the malchus for doing the lav is either you cooked it up or else the lav is that you eat it halfway done. No, the pasuk says that's the way it's supposed to be eaten. Ki'im, only ki'im. It says lushin. What? No, usually we don't say. Usually only by kachim we say such as, I mean, this is kachim you mean. But the Torah says two times here also. It says two times. V'yochles abosar balayla zet sliyesh. It says it two times. Supposed to, I think the Morrison is the kasha. It says it two times here. First of all, it says v'yochles abosar balayla zem sliyesh. It should be roasted. Then it says again, ki'im sliyesh. Two times. Two times here tells you that's likuva. The Gemara is saying right. Yochi emut, I would think it's mutter. Talmud loy mekiyim. It says kiyim only this way, right? You're partially right. Kiyim only this way you'll have to eat it. No other way. For the Gemara, heshi domi no. What's called rua? What's called something eating it? Not rua. I mean halfway done. No. Omer Rav kediamri pasoi avranim. The way the pasoim called their meat avranim, that's called halfway done. The drashi no means sleevi and it's sleevi. It's roasted, but not roasted completely. Yeah. Rashi Gidyami Pasoy Avranim, Oisa Tliya, Shebloshin Parsi Kurin, Avranim, Bloshin Akkadish Kurin No. Guess it's like halfway done. If you didn't cook it at all, roast it at all, there's no Malkus. But if you roast it a little bit, just not completely done, then you have the Malkus, the lav of No. Omer Rav Chizda, Hanavashel Bechame Tverye Beshabiz Potter. If you go into the springs, the hot water, the hot springs of Bechame Tverye, and you cook something there on Shabbos, you potter. There's no issa the rice of cooking in Chametz Tverya. Because the malacha of cooking on Shabbos is by fire. You're not allowed to cook on top of fire, you need the or. Mashenkein, cooking in the hot water of Chametz Tverya, it's potter. Vice with the Rabbanon, it's also, but with the rice, though, it's mutter. What about Pesach Shebishto Chametz Tverya? Chayiv. Well, let's say you took the Korban Pesach, and here you cooked it. In Chametz Tverya, here you were chayiv. So the Havimina Chayiv means your mamish Chayiv Malkus. Because this is called, you did the Aveira, you cooked the Korban Pesach. Fratik Mar, why? My Shinoh b'Shabbos, Deloi, they told us, Eishpinon, how can you tell me, by Shabbos Yoni Chayim, if you cook it on fire? Because it has to be on Toldos Eish, on heat that comes out of fire, that's the Melacha. Veleka, if you only cooked it in the Chametz Tverya, the hot water, hot springs in Tverya, you don't have any fire there, there's no Melacha of Bishon. That's why by Shabbos is Potter, so Korban Pesach should be the same way. For the Gemara, Pesach Nami, Lav told us Eishu. This is not considered a told us of Eish. If you cook the Korban Pesach and you put it into the Chametz Tverya, what do you say over Malkus? You did the Lav cooking, Kurd is not called cooking. And you see by Shabbos, cooking means on fire. So Kurd for Korban Pesach also, the same type of Boshom. What does Bishu mean? On fire. And the Gemara, Enoch Nami, Omar Rova, my Chayiv, Diktoni, what does it mean, Yechayiv? The Kova Mishum Tzliyesh. It doesn't mean you get Malkus. You didn't do the Aveira of cooking it. Josh, you got the Aveira that you did not eat it sleep. The Torah says you could only eat the carbon roasted. If you eat it because it was cooked in Chametz Tverya, that's not called Sliyesh. So that's the Aveira. But Enechanami, Malkus you would not get. Rav Chia, Breda, Rav Nosin, Masni, Lo, Lohod, Rav Chizda, Behedya. He learned this clearly. So this is what Rav Chizda meant to say. He learned like this. Omer Rav Chizda, Hamevashel b'Chametz Tverya b'Shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos food in Chametz Tverya potter, or midiraisa your potter, that's not called cooking because you're not using fire. Oh, Pesach shebishto b'Chametz Tverya. What about the somebody takes the Korban Pesach? Somebody takes the Korban Pesach and puts it into the Chametz Tverya. The locher is chayiv. Why? She'ova mishum sliyesh. He's only over the aver of sliyesh. That's all. Sliyesh is over, but not the yisav bishul. It's not called cooking. It's not called. Rashi, yeah. Rashi Behedya, the Chayin of Chizda Mishum Tzliyesh Vlav Mishum Bishul. That there's no Malkus for Tzliyesh here. It's only the Aveira of it wasn't cooked. It wasn't roasted. No, it's Nisra Asay. It's Nisra Asay. Mishum Tzliyesh. Oh, you're right. You're right. Sure, we'll soon see you're right. You're right. It's a Lav. You're right. This one, you're right. This one holds the Lav, right. Mishum, right. Tzliyesh, Rashi says Lav. Right. Lesrechu Kiyim Tzliyesh. He holds Basul Tzliyesh Gemara, right. The Pasuk says, right, Al Teichlu Mimenu, no, don't eat. Al Teichlu means like a lav. Don't eat it raw, no, halfway done. Or Voshim Avusha cooked, but Moim Kiyim Sliyesh, he owes the lav, goes on Kiyim Sliyesh also. If you don't eat it roasted, you're also over a lav. That's what this man Yom holds, right. Shum Sliyesh. Omar Rava. So Rava says like this, Ochla no,
Let's say somebody eats the Korban Pesach when it's halfway done. The locker is like a shtayim. You get two malkasin for that.
Why two? Rashi